So, the highlight of the Crawley game. Hang on a minute, surely a 4-1 thumping doesn't have a highlight. Well, actually it does, because Crawley Town are the best team we've faced since being back in the league. And although the scoreline was emphatic, I didn't think, well, for some of the game at least, that there was actually that much difference between the teams. But it certainly showed up some deficiencies. We missed the magnificent Dewberry in defence. I could have done with Alfie up front. And a tough, scary midfielder like, Danny Bullman, actually. It's Danny Bullman who was the hero of the match for me. It was Danny who showed that strangest of attributes, sportsmanship. Now, that's not a very fashionable word these days when it's absolutely imperative to win at all cost. But Danny was the one who went up to shake hands with Damien Batt as he was substituted. Batty got nothing from his own bench. No pat on the back, no well done, no bottle of water or tracksuit offered to him. Ooh, ouch. And at the end of the game, it was Danny Bullman who went around the Oxford players with a conciliatory hug to all his old mates. I tell you what, it was good to see Chris Wilder wait past all his own players leaving to meet and greet Danny Bullman as he came triumphant off the pitch. And they gave each other an embrace that said, "Whoops, I was a bit premature in letting you go," and no hard feelings from the star player of the match. Well done, Danny. So now it's back to the drawing board for the next game at home to the team who are third in the league. We've lost to 1 and 2 away from home, so let's see if we can turn things around and get back to winning ways, which, after all, the team are perfectly capable of. So come on, you Yellows!